The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice fills the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
Settles in your soul. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Jefferson State of Mind. Ashley, how are you, my dear?
Doing all right. Happy National Roller Coaster Day today.
I'm always on a roller coaster.
Well, it seems like it, especially the state of California has been lately.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. I'm going to come back to that in a minute. Here we are, Jefferson State of Mind. My partner isn't here, probably because I know the last time he helped a lady who had been in an accident, and he helped her because Wynn is sort of that good Samaritan, good soul sort of fellow. Broadcasting live from KCNR Studios in downtown Reading, 96.5 FM, where the music sounds better, and 1460 AM. We are streaming live, podcasted, and you can hear us all over the world. If you have a question or a comment, the phone number is 530-605-4567, 530-605-4567, and Ashley, getting back to the roller coaster. You know, I was listening to the program on Friday, and I believe, didn't they have Pet of the Week on or something on Friday?
Yeah, almost every Friday they do.
And so I got to thinking about that, and I used to be kind of a dog person, and I lived in the Bay Area, and I really always had trouble, like, naming my dogs. And we used to go to Santa Cruz a lot, which is on the beach, the boardwalk and all that stuff. And my dog had kind of a pointy nose, and he really went after cats, so I named him Shark. And the problem with that was when I took him to the beach, and, of course, you know, you're a teenager, and you're looking for the pretty girls on the beach, and I'd yell, Shark, Shark, and, you know, they'd all leave. It was it was bad. So I renamed him because he just wouldn't listen. He was a jackass. And so I said, you know, basically, I can use that word, right? Yeah. And, so I renamed him Jackass. And that was the first time I had my nose broken because he was jumping on a great big muscular guy. And I said, Jackass, Jackass. And, my nose broken. It wasn't a very fun time to have a dog. Anyway, getting back to the roller coaster of California, which it has been. How you doing, partner? Nice shirt. Nice shirt. Betsy Ross front. Betsy Ross flag on the sleeve. And on the other side it says, what does it say on your other sleeve there, buddy? I can't read it from here. Let's see. It says,
Grun style.
Grun style. And it has two flintlock rifles crisscrossed, which is really kind of cool. How are you, my friend?
Okay.
Good. Doing all right?
Yeah, doing fine.
All right. Sounds good. Anyway.
Welcome got a back. Lot.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Look, Cotter.
Yeah. Get a little tune going.
Ashley, was that on before you were born?
It may have been.
Yeah, I bet it was. Horseshack and all the other guys.
Lots of things wrong.
Vinny before we're looking at it right now. Yes, that was on from 75 to 79. I was born in 88.
Oh, geez.
So, a decade plus before I was born.
Oh, sorry, it was good when it was on live.
More chat.
Well, on Tuesday night, the Board of Supervisors had an evening meeting, and we had around, what do you think, 350 people?
Give or take a few, yeah.
And 80 or so spoke. I know they spoke until approximately 11 at night, or they had to stay till 11 at night. What was it? Or 6 to 9, I guess it was, wasn't it, that they spoke?
I think it was till about 9 o'clock when they
were
speaking, yeah.
80 people, not one person saying, gee whiz, this is great. We all want to wear our mask, and we all want to make sure that the county stays closed. Not one.
They didn't say keep it the way it is right now.
Oh, man.
Don't change anything. Keep it the way it is.
And, you know, Kirk Euler, who is a supervisor in Placer County had written a letter, as we've talked about it a lot on the show. We've had Kurt on this show. We've had Kurt on Sovereign Minds also. And we had a lot of comments about him. He's been a wonderful proponent of getting these counties open. And when he wrote a letter to the governor responded by saying, hey, you know, we're not going to, if you're going to have this kind of rhetoric saying that, you know, you want to open back up and the way you're saying it and how our state of emergency was never valid and yada, 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 since you're going to say all that, what we're going to do is we're going to hold back on your emergency funding. Well, our supervisor of District 5, Les Baugh, wrote a letter to the governor, and I'm going to read it to you right now. Dear Governor Newsom, in the words of a friend, stop it. We've done our very best. We've played by the rules, your rules. We've kept our part of this forced partnership. And what did you do? You screwed us. You haven't kept your word. Shasta County is not on the watch list. We have more than adequate hospital capacity with only two currently in intensive care. We have masked, we have isolated, we have traced, we have productively managed resources, and we have held the line. As a reward for our good works, you grabbed us around the throat with another chokehold and proceeded to strangle the very life out of us, closing our businesses without warning, without any conversation, and perhaps, most importantly, without any specific data to support your action. You are squeezing the life out of us one business and one employee at a time. Actually, it's far more than that. You are squeezing the life out of us hundreds of businesses and thousands of employees at a time. You have destroyed our economy. If you keep on going, you will destroy the very fabric of our lives we live. Stop it. The pittance you throw our way will not even begin to equal the hundreds of millions of dollars of losses suffered by our businesses. This is unconscionable. Financial loss is just the tip of the iceberg. Symptoms of psychological stress and disorder, including mood swings, insomnia, anxiety, anger, irritability, emotional exhaustion, fear, and loneliness, are beginning to fester. Financial stress from job loss, business collapse, and resulting depression are overwhelming all of us. And none of this even acknowledges the boiling point within our community. You've managed to open a grand canyon of division, perhaps insurmountable at this point. Frankly, Governor, folks have had enough. By your own admission, you don't see an end date for all of this. We cannot go on. Enough is enough. Stop it. So here's the ask. Give us back our lives. Give us back our communities. Give us back our businesses. Give us back our livelihoods. Give us back our freedom to choose, to live, to self-govern. Stop trying to control things you cannot possibly control. Time to keep your word, Governor. Return local control. Les Baugh, District 5, Shasta County. You know what, folks? It's time not to comply. Yep, it's time not to comply. We have people wearing masks that don't do anything. And if you do wear a mask, I hope you wash it a lot. And do you wash it after you go to the store? Do you wash it after you? What about touching money? Do you wash it then? What about your clothes? Do you wash clothes when you get home? Seriously? It's ridiculous. There's been people on radio programs that have come on, and of course they're entitled to their opinion, but to speak about the fact that you need to wear a mask. Why? Because of droplets. Well, what droplets? We've always had droplets. If you're social distancing, you've sure got a long droplet range. It's insane. People that are doing that are not understanding what the real issue is. Half the masks and face coverings that are being worn don't do anything. As my good friend David Johnson said, you can even see through them. He plays video games through them. And he'll be on next hour to talk about some of this stuff as he researches. It's gotten to the point where the frustration level is beyond compare. 605-4567-530-605-4567. What do you think about that? What do you think about Shasta County? What do you think about reopening Shasta County? Are you going to comply with this illegal, immoral situation? Or do you still want to go out and sit on the sidewalk and pay restaurant prices in 110? Really and truly, it's time for a break. The time has come.
For 51.
Let's get it done. Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
Covenant Church of Spokane, Washington is being sued by Planned Parenthood for holding an outdoor church service monthly in a public area next to Planned Parenthood's building. And Pacific Justice Institute has filed papers to defend against this lawsuit.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd need ya?
Who'd have thought they'd need ya?
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
If you have a question or a comment
or a dollar,
530-605-4567.
605-4567. Same number we've had.
Like we've always had.
That we've always had since this
yes.
show started. Before this show started.
Yes.
Since this radio station
yes, yes.
started.
Same one. Yeah.
Same number.
You know. Anyway.
And for those listening on the live stream outside of the area, that's a 530 area code.
530. Thank you, Ashley, for saying it from ourselves again.
Yeah, I actually got a text from a 530 area code. Who's called it before? I don't know how come the number isn't. anyway. Anyway, it just is what it is, I guess. But talking about Les Baugh's letter, I mean, it's pretty impressive. When he talks about the pittance you throw our way, not even begin to equal the hundreds of millions of dollars of losses suffered by our businesses. If somebody has a guesstimation or an estimation of the amount of money that Shasta County has lost, plus what they've spent on that ridiculous overblown hospital area we had to have, which no one went to. No one went to except for the Army Corps of Engineers. They were there. You know, I'd like to know how much money that is. But they want to throw $18 million at us. That's what Joe Comente was on here pleading on Freedom Free Fire Radio. He was crying about the fact, oh, $18 million. Oh, we need the money. That's $100 a person, Joe. $100 a person.
And do you know what we do?
$100 a person.
We keep all the tax dollars that we have generated here in Shasta County,
yep,
which far exceeds that $18 million, so that we can run our county as we need to by the tax dollars generated within the county.
How much is that, approximately?
I don't know. It's a boatload.
Okay, so you're saying that we don't send that boatload of money down to Sacramento, we just keep it here?
Absolutely.
Oh.
And then if we have a surplus, you know, like California always claims to have a surplus until they are broke. But if we end up having a surplus at some point, then we send a fraction, a very small fraction of that to Sacramento.
Mm.
Maybe.
I think
if it catches on a good day.
Well, you know, again, it's the type of thing where even when the position of jurisdiction over the county health department was brought up by Carl Bott, Comente said, well, yeah, it is our jurisdiction. In other words, we have control over it. And then it went off to another thing. But, I mean,
license, just keep on working. Keep on doing what they do. And then when this thing all rolls out, they're still in compliance. They're not going to jeopardize anything with a customer or any customers by serving, whether the ABC comes in and takes their license or says that, you know, gives them a red mark or bolts their door closed or whatever the heck they would try to do.
Well, they can't port the, I don't think they can do it over the food. I'm not sure. Maybe somebody can answer that. I'm not sure they can do it over the food, but I think they probably, I don't think they can even bolt the door over the liquor license. I mean, for that matter, just do like they used to do in Utah years ago, and that is you go in and you charge a corking fee. I mean, you know, if you go and you bring your own wine in or you bring your own whatever it is you want to bring in and they charge you a corking fee or a setup fee, they can serve water or tonic or something like that. There's a lot of ways to skin this cat.
Yeah.
The real deal is that we have to be looking at it and saying, hey, are we going to still comply? And this counts for every county in Jefferson, not just every county in California, frankly.
Right.
But every
right.
county in Jefferson. This counts for everybody.
If everybody stood up all simultaneously,
yeah,
there's not enough bodies in the ABC to get out there to do this. And then if they do, then you kick, scream, and squeal. You raise total hell, and everybody supports you. You support your brothers and sisters in business. You do that. You support the as a patron, as a citizen, fellow citizen of your community, you support them. You do what you can. You help out.
Stop it.
Stop it.
We've done our very best. We've played by the rules, your rules. We've kept our part of this forced partnership. And what did you do? You screwed us. Les Baugh.
So, did they enter into a partnership, by his words? If it's a partnership, that means the board agreed upon it. They agreed to be locked down in perpetuity, or just, you know, as long
that's
as
a state, good question.
As long as the state says so.
That's a good question. Well, certainly the verbiage that Mr. Baugh's using is strong, and I agree with everything he says. You know, I'm sure most people do. You know, the deal is that at what point do we say enough is enough? I mean, and the other thing we have to understand, too, you know, once we get this open, do we continue as counties? Do we continue to have a watchdog group? That's what's important. I think that all these open counties, opening the county folks that are going, hey, we need to, you know, we need to open the county. We have to open the county. But I think the people who are forming those groups should stay together and say, okay, we are now the watchdogs of the county.
Absolutely.
And the watchdogs of the city councils. That's what we need is watchdogs. They are not our leaders. They're our employees. And, Steve, you're going to have to hold on after the break, buddy. We're going to take a break right here so we can bring you on. So hang on. Time has come.
For 51.
Let's get her done.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless vets.
These are unprecedented times, challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
I'm leaving doubt and sorrow in the distance. I'm gonna trust and cast my fears aside.
All right. Well, we're back. We've got two people on the line. So, Steve, you were first. What say you, sir?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Good morning to you all.
Sure.
Enjoyed the show last week, but... you know, I listen to a lot of underground radio, and right from the very beginning, they said this is a ploy once again.
Yep.
They tried the Russiagate, the impeachment, and now they're using this for everything they got. And radio stations that I, or these programs I listened to 10 years ago, they were conspiracy, but now here we are with everything they've been saying. So I tend to listen to them, and I have to pick through it and everything, but you know, I've not responded to any of this, and it's really sad to see that we've responded to it so badly. I mean, in such a way where everybody is wearing masks, everybody's scared to death, and, you know, people need to speak for the, they need to listen to their deep inner selves and know what's right, and we've got to get our country open again. That's all there is to it.
Well, I think it's not necessarily that it's yeah. more than just the country. It's the counties. I mean, up in your county, and the counties need to stand up. Shasta County standing up.
Tehama County
standing up. And it's a matter of maybe sometimes it takes one person. In fact, we have somebody hanging who is one of those one people. Melissa's.
I'm running for city council, and I encourage everybody to run. Wherever you can run, run. We need our people in.
Yes, sir.
School boards,
yes, sir.
Especially, and run wherever you can run. Let's get us all in these offices, you know. So thank you very much for your time.
Hey, you're awesome, buddy. And I hope you win, brother. If I can help you, just give me a call.
You betcha. Thank you so much.
All right, brother. Melissa, how are you this morning?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Good, good, good. What's happening?
Not much.
Did you have a little thunder?
Listening to the thunder.
Yeah. Did you listen to the thunder of Les Baugh's letter?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Thunder.
Well, you know,
did you play that thunder?
And were you listening to the program when we read it?
No, I didn't, but I've read it.
Okay. Anyway, it's interesting. A lot of the things he does say, you know, for example, you know, we've done our very best. We played by the rules, your rules. We've kept our part of this forced partnership, and you, what did you do? You screwed us. You know, he goes on to talk about the pittance you throw our way. will not even begin to equal the hundreds of millions of dollars of losses suffered by our businesses. This is unconscionable. You know, all the different things that he says here is so true, but we basically have to make sure that we don't like the dance so much that we're not going home from the prom.
Right.
And I think that, you know, a lot of this, like the counties all have to open. The young man who just called, he's from Siskiyou County, and he's running for city council. They're doing what we're doing. We need to reopen the counties, but maybe not so much branding ourselves as let's reopen a county, but how about we now become the county watchman? We now become the county watchman. Now our job isn't just to get the county open. Our job is to watch what these employees do all the time. And that's what our group should be doing. That's just my opinion, but I think that's what our group should be doing, is focusing on making sure they're towing the line they should tow for the people who elect them. What do you think?
We're watching you.
Right. Well, I think that before any of us started showing up to any of the Board of Supervisors meetings as a group, they've had their job pretty easy, and they don't think, you know, that everything's going great in Shasta County. But once the water starts to ripple, and now they start seeing that, you know, their decisions are entirely affecting the county, and that people are upset about it, that there are people here that care, and you know, they're not used to that. And I love Alyssa's comment to them when she stated, you know, we know you're afraid. We know you're with the governor. You know, it's a sad state that we're in right now.
Well, again, you know, the whole point is that they're being portrayed as our leaders, not our employees. Okay. And they're being portrayed as we thank them, as we go speak, and thank you for doing this, and thank you. No. It's their job to do that. And I think that, I mean, Alyssa has been amazing. Alyssa McEwen has been absolutely amazing. Her videos are great. We get them out, we're getting them out everywhere. And she is such an articulate speaker, as you are, and your sister, and your brother-in-law. And I mean, just, you know, so many great people out there. And you guys have just been the forefront of this. And Melissa, you know, really appreciate all the hard work you do, and as strong as you stand. And what I really appreciate is the way that you're unafraid. I mean, there was a comment made on a radio show the other day, is, don't be fearful, wear your mask. I mean, I don't even know where to go with that. But
I wanted to come on, Perry, because I wanted to set the record straight for Alyssa and for a group, because, you know, as the show you were on was that with Carl Bott, where Jake Mangus was saying that they were taking credit for it.
Yeah.
Did you speak about this? Sorry, I didn't catch your show in the beginning.
No, I didn't. But you're talking about when basically it wasn't Jake Mangus. It was actually one of the co-hosts that made the comment that thanking the Chamber of Commerce for, you know, really insinuating that the Chamber of Commerce was the one who pushed the Board of Supervisors into the 6 p.m. meeting, and it wasn't. It was you young folks, you know, with a bunch of us old people around there just sort of, lumbering around. But you guys are the ones that pushed them into this. I mean, you can elaborate on that. I didn't bring it up today. No, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I'd like to elaborate just because I feel like it needs to be said for the people of Shasta County to understand that, like you're saying, you know, our supervisors, our leaders don't really have our best interests at mind, because if they did, we would be having several evening meetings. It should, in fact, be all evening meetings, or even a town hall. We've been trying to push town hall as well, because there's no open mic. So you cannot go up there and ask your supervisors, the people that are making decisions in this county, a question and get an answer. And that, to me, is just mind-boggling. You know, you send emails upon emails, and you have people like, you know, Supervisor Mary Rickard that says that she can't get to them. There's too many. So as a constituent in this county, in not her district, but as a person that lives here, you know, I used to feel like I was insignificant on a national level, right? Because, you know, in California, we're a Democratic state. And, you know, maybe my vote won't count. We don't have the representation here. But when I started understanding that even on a local level that I might not count, that really bothers me, because my belief is that at the local level is where we hold the most power. And people are catching on to this. And that's what I said in my comment. I said, you get people the truth and you give them the knowledge, they want to get involved. And I'm all for it. I love politics. I've always loved it. And even more so now, I mean, I'm fighting for my children's future. And I think that's where you're going to get a lot of warrior mamas coming out, you know, mama bears.
Yes, ma'am. Well, that's how we met the Freedom Angels in Sacramento. Right? They were all standing out in front of the governor's office, and a couple of us went over and locked arms with them and started chanting. And, you know, we just, you know, formed that bond that we're all open. Now, you said three very, very interesting things. The Board of Supervisors doesn't have our best interest at heart. I agree. Mm-hmm. You also said that there's no open mic, which that's another point. Great point. But the thing about saying that the evening meetings, now here's the thing. The evening meetings were forced. It was just once. Now we go back to 9 o'clock again. No, they should be at least twice a week, twice a month,
right,
or every other meeting in the evening so people can get to it. They just were throwing us a bone. I honestly didn't think that we were going to get 80 people to speak, but they were throwing us a bone. We've got to make sure that they understand that we don't thank them. They're not our leaders. They're our employees, and we are not accepting the little bones they're throwing us. We are in control. They are not.
Well, and I'm going to say I was one of the ones that went up and said thank you. I don't know if it's just my decorum that comes over me when I'm public speaking, you know, and but I did say thank you. But, you know, upon reflection, I shouldn't be saying thank you. You know, like, I should be more upset. And that's what people in my age group, I'm 37, I've lived here my entire life, and people here that I know within my age group need to get upset, because these infringements are pushing upon our in our personal bubble. And your personal bubble, it needs to pop. And I think that's what we're getting at with just with the whole revelation of truth that we're seeing out there. People are waking up, but at the local level, are you being pushed? Is it pushing past your cognitive dissonance? Are you able to see the broader picture and know that you do matter and that you do need to come out? You don't have to speak. We don't expect you to speak, but come out and support. You know, go to these pages, like their posts, share them, use our hashtag. And so those are the ways that you can get involved without being at the forefront.
Well, you know, Melissa, when you said thank you, here's the difference, though, and I'm going to defend you.
Okay.
Because when you said thank you and people say thank you, they're being polite and respectful. And the Board of Supervisors is being
opposite.
Well, you know, Les Baugh is trying. I'm just going to say it.
Yes.
He's trying.
Yes.
But, you know, Modi is texting the whole time. Clementi is the biggest disappointment I've ever seen in a Board of Supervisors. He's the biggest disappointment I have ever seen, ever. Hugely disappointing. Measure A, all the baloney there. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's put us in a position now to where he's comes on a radio show and says, oh, we need that $18 million, you know, as Les Baugh put it, and he's correct, it's a pittance. It's $100 a person. We're probably losing $18 million a month, maybe a minimum. I mean, that's minimum. I mean, and so when you say thank you, it's because you're a respectful person, and you respect other people, and it's the right thing to do. But these guys are not being respectful. So it goes back.
No.
It goes back to their employees. They need to be treated like it. They need to be treated like it. And I know you're angry, and I hope you and I hope that all of you, great young mothers, and it's funny how we have all these ladies leading the charge here, and it's not funny, it's wonderful, but lead that charge, you know. Wynn and I are here. We are your servants. You need something, you've got it, lady.
Well, and to Melissa, we want to thank your mom and your dad and the rest of your family because your sister turned out wonderfully.
Amazing. Yeah.
And so that's a direct reflection on the family unit. You know, people turn out as well as they're raised. And your parents did a great job, and Terry's right. You were just thanking them out of courtesy.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's hard to pull yourself back from that courtesy at the moment to be direct and to remind them, because we need to perform a corrective action on the Board of Supervisors, and we all know what a corrective action is. If our kids get out of line, they get a swat on the butt. If our dog gets out of line, we pull them back and we correct them. Our Board of Supervisors is no different. They are acting like they have been pulling actions and doing things and saying things that require a severe corrective action. And it's very frustrating because if you think about it, I got some numbers from somebody far smarter than me about the total annual business payroll in Shasta County. It's $2.143 billion.
Holy mackerel.
So if we had, and that's the total business payroll. So if we had 1% of that, just 1% of that, is $21 million. Problem solved.
Problem solved. Why I love the State of Jefferson movement. That's what caught me on to it, was the surplus that we have here that people don't even understand.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to come out and say I'm guilty, okay, because I've been busy raising my family, and I have not been involved as much as I should have been. I mean, if I would have gotten involved 10 years ago, man, I wish I would have. But I was busy building my family and my business, so I was not able to. But if people here understand how much wealth that we have here and how much we send to Sacramento, I mean, I don't know if it's like mind-blown things for them, you know, but that's what people need to understand. Like, we are a very wealthy little community here.
Right.
Yes, ma'am.
Right, and then the figures I just gave you was payroll only. That wasn't the consumer tax. So you add all that on top of this. Good Lord, we've got plenty of money if we just keep it.
Yeah, and I want to shout out to talk about Fierce Mamas. How about Carlos Zapata?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Fierce Papa.
Yeah. You bet.
He's going viral. I don't know if you guys saw
that. Oh, yeah. Watch his video this morning. Yeah.
Yeah, he's going viral, and people are sharing his video, which is amazing. So, yeah, we have a great support system here. We have a good group going, and I put it out on my personal Instagram, but I said, anybody, you know, who is sick of this, you know, wants to get involved, wants to see some action, you know, and actually move things, like, you know, contact me.
Right. Exactly.
Okay, kiddo, we've got to go off to a break here. So
yeah.
Thank you.
It was good talking to you guys.
Oh, you're awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in.
Say howdy to everybody, and time has come.
For 51.
Let's get her done.
Keep your powder dry.
There lies a tattered banner that is stained with blood and tears by men who knew that freedom must be fought for by the free and died to save a ragged flag that says, don't tread on me, don't tread on me. I'm a rattlesnake with diamonds on my back. When other men retreat, that's just the time that I attack. Because a dream that's worth defending is a dream that's bound to be a ragged flag that says, don't tread on me.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Maybe living free means that you're just wasting time, but you're never too old to get undone.
Okay, we're going to go right to the phones here. Bob? Sorry to keep you hanging there, buddy, but Melissa had some good stuff. Okay, go ahead.
Good morning, Bob.
Hi. Good morning. You know something that gets me? We got a city board, and we got a county board of supervisors, and we got a governor. Most all of them own the business. None of them were shut down. How come? And there's many businesses like theirs that were all shut down, but not a darn one of theirs got shut down. How come? What makes this rule?
It's the rule for thee and not for me.
Yep.
MO is what they do.
Yeah, well, you've got a Board of Supervisors meeting on Tuesday. You probably have to work, though, huh?
No, I retired here just a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, good.
That's why I was there Thursday night.
Good.
I will be there Tuesday morning.
Me too, brother.
And I think I'm going to get up there and have something to say.
Oh, yeah, I think we all are. You know, I wanted to hit on that 2.13 billion in payroll. Not just payroll, folks. Think about that. What is a billion? A billion is 1,000 million. So that is 2,000 million. And Comenti and these guys are just whining about 18 million. I would venture to say, and I really want to find this statistic, I'll bet we've lost 90 million a month. Minimum. 90 million a month. Minimum. Not
all
including.
Right, if we go back to Cool April Nights, the last 2 years, we had grossed over $1 million for this county. Mm-hmm. And now that was canceled. Then they had Big Bike Weekend. That usually makes about $750,000 for this county. That was canceled.
Are you talking about tax revenue?
Other things.
Are you
talking?
Okay, because
that was bringing in revenue for this county.
Yeah, okay, so the question is that if it's $1 million for the Cool April Nights, how much money was lost in business revenue in restaurants, in hotels, et cetera, et cetera? I think it's that may have been what we made, or maybe that was. What I'm saying is that an idea. I mean, how do these people even understand being in business? Again, Joe Comenti coming on and talking about whining about the $18 million that we really needed. Are you serious? You probably lost $18 million over Cool April Nights just in revenue all over the county, probably in 3 or 4 days.
Care about that.
Well, Reading Rodeo.
Reading Rodeo.
All these different things that we have. Okay, the races. They don't bring in a lot down in Shasta, but they do bring in something. All that's been canceled. Anything that makes us money for our county.
The drag strip.
Has all been canceled.
Yeah,
so
right.
So how much is that?
I know. That's why I'm saying it might be 90 million a month. I mean, maybe more than that in lost revenue.
Well, look at just the hotel businesses.
Yeah.
We have conventions.
Yeah.
All that's been canceled.
Yeah.
How much is all these hotels lost this year alone?
I mean, this Board of Supervisors is just beyond the pale. I've got to, Les Baugh did stand up. I mean, he did stand up.
Yes.
And I think that Morgan's just been quiet because I don't know whether I'm not sure what the thing is with him. But
what businesses do the board's supervisor members individually own?
Well, apparently Comenti's. Didn't he have a contracting business or something?
I don't know.
He's got some kind of business.
Well, that's probably doing okay.
Modi doesn't have a business.
Yeah.
Modi doesn't have a business that I know of. And I don't think that Mary Ricker.
She does. She has a ranch.
She's a rancher.
Yeah. What about Les Baugh?
Les Baugh
is a rancher, but she owns an awful lot of land. In Shasta County, in Redding.
Well, who does, okay, so Modi doesn't have a business. Morgan doesn't have a business. I don't know if any, maybe that's part of the problem, is they don't have a business. Now, Aaron Reznor's got a business, which is probably doing quite well, Dutch Brothers, because after all, coffee is essential.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, you know, you stop and think about this. Folks, if, you know, you need to share this program. You know, it's podcasted. And, yeah, you, I mean, you don't have to agree with everything we say. And maybe you don't agree with a lot of what we say.
Our governor owns a winery. But Mosala Napa was shut down, but his winery. How come?
Right, exactly. How does that work? You have multiple wineries, and they're all still up and functioning, and people are still going to them, at least according to the photos that have been leaked out in the social media. How does
that
work?
Thank you, guys. I'll take the rest off the phone. You guys have a good one.
Thank you, Bob. Take care, brother.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy, because when you stop and think about the amount of money that has been lost.
Yeah, Ashley, you've got something?
Yeah, I just wanted to let people know that there's a possible vegetation fire on Treat Avenue in Happy Valley. Units are en route right now, but that lightning strike that we had about 15, 20 minutes ago that did fun things to our stream and other equipment back here is also, it looks like, a lot of lightning out there, which means a lot of potential for fires this afternoon. Be vigilant. Keep your hoses ready.
There you go. And where was that location again, please?
Off of Treat Avenue in Happy Valley area.
Treat, T-R-E-A-T?
Yeah.
Okay.
And units are en route. So.
Okay. If you folks out there hear that and you know where that is, beware, be safe.
Avoid the area if possible. Let the firemen do their jobs.
Yep. All right. Wow. Okay. Well, thank you for the update on that, Ashley. Appreciate it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's just... It's beyond the pale with these guys. And, you know, I mean, and again, if you could share this program, it's important to share this program. It's important to send out the stream or the link so that people can hear this. And, again, you know, it's not so much about us here. It's about what Melissa said. It's about what, you know, it's about all the different things that people are saying and where they're coming from and the facts about this stuff. And Les Baugh's letter. I mean, we have to start getting the word out on this. You know, if you aren't listening to this or you know a friend, and Melissa, if you're still listening, I hope you're sending this link out to everybody, whoever it is. And Steve, if you're listening, still in Siskiyou County, you know, send this link out. You know, everything we're talking about here is pertinent to every county in the state,
yep.
And especially every county in Jefferson. And we've tried to say for years, I mean, the other side, even when we were talking about Jefferson and the economics, I mean, 3 years ago, the idea of us not supporting ourselves was baloney. They even stopped doing that. The other side even stopped doing that because they realized that
the numbers talk for themselves.
The numbers talk for themselves. There is money, but can you imagine this? How devastating has this been? You know, I mean, there's people out there. I've seen people that go out to their cars, and they didn't have a mask on. They put it on to get in their car. I mean, what are we thinking? I mean, what in the world are people thinking right now? What's their thought process?
And are they doing to themselves?
Yeah, what are you doing to yourself?
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
And our children. That's the part that makes me the saddest.
School?
You're talking about kindergarten or preschoolers that are just starting the school process. And anybody under eighth grade, you know, they understand, you know, that are going through school. But just the little ones, the psyche damage is there. That's what we're doing. That's what we're allowing in our own county. No, that's unacceptable. That's unacceptable behavior by the administration of the school and the school board. The school boards need to be stormed upon because the county has no jurisdiction over the school boards. Remember that. You go to the school board, you go to all the school boards, and you demand that they call this garbage off. The kids will be healthier, and the teachers will be healthier, and they will be able to teach like they need to teach. The kids will learn like they need to learn. And not every child learns the same way, and you add all this garbage on top of that, these kids are going to be lost little souls.
You know, and you have people like Leonard Modi who texts the whole time and plays with his phone while people are speaking in public comment. Now, how do you feel about that? I mean, the arrogance. How does that guy keep getting elected anyway?
Yep. Time has come, brother.
It has come, my good brother. Time has come for
51.
Let's get it done.
You don't know us. You have no clue. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.